Animal Radio.
My cat, my little kitten, ate a whole onion.
Really? So
he had bad breath for a month.
Yeah.
God said, I have created this new animal to be a reflection of my love for you. And his name will be a reflection of my own name. And you will call him Dog.
Elderly patients who shared their home with an animal friend had fewer visits to the doctor, which decreased Medicare. Think of the implications of that.
Hughes is just the bestest boy in the world, and Mommy and Daddy loves you. Yes, they do. Yes, they do, darling.
For the most part, our cats are pretty happy and healthy, free of guilt, stress, and other ugly emotions of life.
But the real culprit, the unsweetened or the baking chocolate, the one when you're at your grandmother's house and you taste it and go, ooh, that's not chocolate.
I remember I used to get in trouble for eating shoes.
That's a problem with a lot of young dogs. People usually can't understand why a stinky shoe is so appealing.
Are you kidding me? A good stinky shoe is great.
Yes, I mean, you may die in a year, but how about living 365 days until we get to that day?
Now, those aren't exciting stories about smart cats, but they certainly were heartwarming stories of devilsome cats.
I asked a fireman once, what do you do when you see the sticker in the window that says, fireman, please save my four cats? And he says, we open up the doors and the windows and make sure that the cat can get out.
In all the talk about dog bites, a distinction has to be made between a flat-out attack where someone is mutilated or killed and those common dog bites where there is zero or minimal damage, a couple of shallow punctures or less. In dog culture, the dog growls and snarls and snaps, and the non-damaging bites are their ritualized way of losing their temper, whereas flat-out maiming or killing attacks are a completely different proposition.
Can you guess which personal care, non-pharmaceutical products are required by law to be tested on animals? The answer is none. That's right.
So instead of telling horrible stories about what can be in the cat food and the dog food, let me just say that I would never buy anything to feed my animal in a grocery store.
That's a tactile animal. So you're going to have to do some of that touchy-feely stuff with them. Grab the slobbery ball.
I had the fortune to train a lot of celebrities and train their pets. Celebrities like, for example, Henry Kissinger, Matthew Broderick, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kim Basinger, Alec Bowen, Mariah Carey, Jennifer Lopez.
I'm sitting in my home here in California where my wife and two daughters and I are proud rescuers of 13. We have four dogs and nine cats. And most of them are listening to me talk and kind of nodding because they agree. And a couple of them are waiting some time because they want to correct or say a little better. But you just have to deal with me.
Maybe more than 50% of all dogs in the United States will get and probably die of cancer. There are things going on that are basically wrong in the health aspect of veterinary medicine.
A tired dog is a happy and well-behaved dog. A rule of thumb is every dog, every day, at least one block.
The thing is that I had best friends in school, but they didn't go home with me. When I went home to Patch and to Flippy and to Buttons and Bows. And
sometimes I use a sock, and I put a sock around my hand, to make sure it doesn't bite. But usually it's never bitten or anybody I know. So that's good.
You've been listening to Animal Radio.